91 KZE. We are here with Will Bart of Johnny in the Basement. You're gonna play us a tune or two. All right, let's get into it.
Come on, everybody, won't you gather around? Let me tell you a story about a little old town. Little old town up on the hill, ransacked and robbed by old Mayor McGill. Mayor McGill, man, what a crook. He left a bit of slime in every hand that he shook. Came down here from a fancy town, looking to put his seeds in this ground. Thing is, this town, it needed no seeds, for they already lived in peace and harmony. They were all one, and on one another, all together they stand. Sisters and brothers, all together they stand. The man came in with a suitcase in his hand, trying to make a dollar off his beautiful land. This place, let me tell y'all, what a sight, with long and legged women and starry-filled nights. McGill done did what he do to gain the trust of this little old town by causing up a fuss. Preaching his ways and what he thought was fair, soon enough the town elected him the mayor. Buildings went up, trees came down, big business started to creep into this town. Night after night, the stars got dimmer, all the while May McGill, well, he got richer. He got richer all the while, Mayor McGill. It seems this town had entered a rip, a polarizing mayor caused it to split. People choosing sides began to disagree. That's when old McGill decided to flee. Fight broke out, McGill saw his chance just to do one last crooked dance. Took the money, went on the run, left his town to burn, and on to the next one. On to the next one, left his town to burn and went on. Mayor McGill.
That sounded so great, Will. Thank you for playing that one for us.
Ah, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me here.
We are so excited to have you here on 98.1 KZE. Can you tell us, what was that song called?
So that was called Mayor McGill Blues, and interpret it however you want. It's about, you know, big businessman finds his way into a small town, realizes he can find a way if he causes up a little bit of a, stirring up a fuss a little bit, preaching what he thought was fair, and then soon enough, the town elected him the mayor. But soon after that, they find out he took all the trees down, big business came into town, and he left that town to burn, and he goes on to the next one.
Maybe because I'm so young, but this is reminiscent in my head of The Lorax.
Oh, exactly, exactly. Definitely has a little bit of Lorax vibes.
Yes. So you are here ahead of your performance this Friday at Snugs.
Yes.
You're going to be performing with your group, Johnny in the Basement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Johnny in the Basement. First time we came up to Snugs was a couple years ago at this point. And I'm grateful for Ed over there for always having us back. Ed's the man. We had a mutual bonding experience over the North Mississippi All-Stars, who just happens to be my main reason for ever picking up a guitar in the first place. And I'm extremely fortunate over the years that I've gotten to know them, gotten to play with them on a few occasions. And their front man, Luther Dickinson, is just hands down. They say, don't meet your role models. And I got to meet my role model, and he was every bit as cool and nice and just awesome. He became a real mentor to me. So, yeah, all that to say, we are excited to play Snugs on this Friday.
That sounds awesome. So tell me a little bit more about Johnny in the Basement and how you created this group and got all these people together and how it works.
Yes. So the idea, when I was younger, when I first started playing, you know, me and my brother and a buddy started playing. And we heard the song by Dylan, the Subterranean Homesick Blues, and he kicks it off, Johnny's in the Basement. And we always said to ourselves back then, ah, you know, what a great band name that would be. And then sure enough, you know, I kept playing, kept at it, found myself with a project that I had no name for, and I was like, I got it. Johnny in the Basement.
It's been in the notes app the whole time.
Exactly. And so the idea is basically it's a collective. Just over the years, you know, been able to find such great players just around at that Roots Rock Revival camp up in the Catskills here. And just through that, you know, and I've been in bands before, and it's tough. You know, it's tough to always line up your schedules and stuff. So the idea with Johnny in the Basement, or JITB for short, is just a collective of whoever's around. You know, great musicians just trying to bring them together one night at a time and see what happens. Just kind of wing it. But, like, you know, there's a little bit of a... We come in with the sort of game plan, but there's always freedom to express in either way.
Mm-hmm. So what can we expect from the group on Friday? Who's coming? Who do we got for the lineup?
So we'll have Michael Vetter on drums, who also from Long Island, and Alex Toth on bass, who are two just, as far as rhythm sections go, you know, they've played together for years. So it was an easy choice for me, you know, when they're around to get them together. And that's the other thing with the collective. You know, you kind of mix and match. You see who's really working with people and what works best. And with this one is definitely, you know, we got a lot of gigs under our belt. So it'll be super tight, super funky, a little bit of blues, a little bit of rock and roll, and all the dancing you can handle.
That's what I was hoping for. I was going to ask, like, what can the people expect? So it's going to be dancing, it's going to be blues, it's going to be fun.
Yes, no, it'll be a foot-tapping good time.
That is a great way to put it, a foot-tapping good time.
Yes, that's right.
Because it is, it's one of those things, if you've been to Snugs other than when you're playing, you never know what you're going to get. It's a total grab bag of just great musicians, great different types of music.
Yes.
So I'm very excited for this Friday.
Yes, we're ready for a long night, as it always is at Snugs.
Can we get another taste of another, maybe one of the songs that you will be playing on Friday or something similar to give us the vibe and get us into the mood?
Yeah. We'll do a little bluesy thing I was working on.
All right.
We're probably going to play it Friday. Be more instrumental unless I could just come up like, I mean, that's the thing. Kind of wing, find a poem or something, a nice poem, just throw the words over it. But here, I'll give you a little taste of something. A little taste of something.
Please do.
Thank you. Just a little something.
Just a little something. That was Will Bart here on 98.1 KZE from Johnny in the Basement ahead of their Snugs performance this Friday night. Tell us, what was that one called, Will?
I have no idea yet.
Fantastic.
I have no idea. It'll be something in the future for sure. So we just, you know, we're hot off releasing a new EP, which we recorded down in Mississippi. Again, North Mississippi All-Star Studio. Luther was gracious enough to let us come down and record at the Zebra Ranch, which was such a great experience to go down there. And that was probably, that was the third time we've been down there to record. Anything I've ever recorded has always been down there. Just because the vibe, you know, for the blues, you think Mississippi, right? Mm-hmm. That is just, that's where you go. And it really is, it's a whole different animal down there. That, you know, you really think about that's where it all started. And, you know, what other place would you rather be to lay down a record than where it all began? And so I love that. Love that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about some of your released music, where people can find you guys and all of that.
So, yes, so we're all on the streaming, the Apple Music, Tidals, Spotify, all that. YouTube Music, big proponent of YouTube Music nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so this recent record was great because it kind of encapsulated what the collective is all about. So I had my buddy Jordan Godfrey from a band, MJT, who's fantastic, and another buddy, Tyler Goldstein from D.C. He's originally from Long Island, but he lives in D.C. now. Killer player. Three of us went down, laid down basically the bones of all the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Then the idea over the course of about a year or so, I was able to kind of have a bunch of friends hop on the tracks that I really wanted to. Friends that I always love making music with. I was able to get Luther and Cody Dickinson on it. Kieran Edwards, Danny Keene, Danny Chicaro, who's one of my favorite guitar players out there right now. And it really just, it turned out, it was really beautiful to like hear, because all these, most of these songs I wrote during COVID, and just to see how they evolved from a voice memo into the final product was really just such a fun process. And I'm really, really happy how that came out. So it's just called JITB3, and it's out for the masses. You can listen to it wherever you stream.
Sounds great. Will we be hearing stuff off of this new EP on
Absolutely.
Friday?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Can you tell us maybe a couple of maybe your favorite tracks off of it, or something that's got a real good story to it?
Yeah, so I love the last song on the EP. It's called Take Me Home Again. And it actually, it all came to me one of the trips I've taken down to Mississippi. And we were in Memphis. And I was walking over the bridge that goes, connects Tennessee to Arkansas. And walking over the Mississippi River, I just fell into like a straight up trance, just staring at the current, the muddy river. And all these words just kind of came to me. And then shortly after that, I lost my puppy, dog. He was 15, Oscar. He was the man. And then that just sort of inspired me. It kind of took on a whole new meaning. Like, went from the river to Oscar. And then it really just, it kind of, it's weird. It's not, it's a little different than all the other tunes. It's not exactly that bluesy type. But it has like kind of just like an open feel. Like, just very, very out there. I wanted it to feel like, you know, you're just kind of floating, temporarily suspended in space. And the whole idea is, you know, go back to where you're from, stick with what you know. You know, that always feels the most comfortable. And so I really feel that came through on the track, of just the space, the air in the track, and just how silence speaks volumes.
Yeah, I'm very excited to hopefully hear that one on Friday night.
Yes, we'll see if we can make that happen.
We'll see if we can make it happen.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, we do have an Adam hiding in the corner here.
I was just walking by. Hi, mm-hmm. Will.
Hey, Adam.
I love your guitar playing, by the way. And I don't want to interrupt, but I just wanted to make an offer, because we're so we're so pleased with your visit and the music you've been playing for us, that we'd like to give you a almost like an opportunity to guest DJ for a moment. Like, after you are done here in a few moments and we're back on the regular air, I guess you could say, if you had to choose a North Mississippi All-Stars song that you'd want to hear, what song do you want us to play?
Ooh.
That's a great question,
Adam. I'm
putting
you on the spot, I know.
No, that's totally cool. I love all their new stuff that they've been coming out, but sometimes you always got to go back.
Of course.
And see where they came from and how it all happened. All right, well. So they have a record, Keys to the Kingdom, which they wrote after their father, Jim Dickinson, passed. And Jim Dickinson is, you know,
of course,
in a whole lane of his own with the, you know, worked with the Stones, Ry Cooder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huge.
Big Memphis name, huge. And so off that record, I love the song Jelly Rolling All Over Heaven.
Well, we're going to play it for you.
It is beautiful, right. Track.
You got it. All right. Well, I'll let you guys wrap it up.
All right.
Thank
you,
Adam.
Before we do wrap it up, is there anything else you want the people to know? Tell us about your project, about your music. Do you do anything solo? Any of that?
Yeah. So, you know, besides this, I also play with the band, the Fitzky Brothers, down in Delaware a lot. And with them, I play with Melody Trucks, who's the daughter of Butch Trucks, the late, great Allman Brother drummer. So that's been great. Other than that, the only thing I want to say is just, you know, whoever's listening, I thank you for listening, because most likely you're the people supporting live music.
Absolutely there.
And in an age with AI and everything, you know, it really, we all yearn for just the human interaction when we go out. And I do think, luckily, I mean, we'll see where it all goes. But right now, I don't think AI will be able to replicate the vibe that you get from just, you know, from going to Snugs. How could you replicate that online?
Trust me, nothing can replicate Snugs.
Exactly.
But it truly is. It's one of those things where, you know, streaming's awesome, radio is awesome, but, you know, nothing will ever change that feel of being in the room and seeing it happen live.
Yes, the live experience. Yeah, so I just, yeah, take a second to give yourselves a round of applause for support.
All right, well, this has been Will Bart here with us from Johnny in the Basement. They're going to meet at Snugs on Friday starting at 10 o'clock, so catch them there. And thank you again so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure, I assure you.
All right, we are gonna take a listen to your song that you picked out in just a sec here on 98.1 KZE.